What's happening?
Get ready for us. We're going live.
Fellas,
this is the chance of the three part life. Wanna know the deal? What's going on?
So we call ourselves a 3.5, and we do that because there's never a complete group of four. It's never completed. It's always one without the other. It's always ketchup with no mayo, or mustard with no ketchup, or hot dog with no bun, or Kool-Aid with no sugar. We can go on and on and on. You've seen all the movies, you heard all the comedy. But like I said, we'll see what happens. And if we don't get one of the guys that we normally would love to have, we might prank call somebody. And it might be you. So stand by, have your phone on standby. Or be ready for that Zoom invite.
Friends.
George Pappas from Brooklyn. He's the family man, peacemaker, the mediator, the squirrel, jack of all trades, the brain. G is a cancer and he drinks Stolio.
Jardé Pierre from St. Lucia. He's the cinematographer, Rubik's Cube, the island boy, the sloth, maestro, the Cheshire Cat. Jardé's a Leo and he's drinking rum.
Darren Lorenzo from Atlanta. He is the smooth talker, soul brother, the creator, the straight shooter, the night charmer, the muscle. D is a Sagittarius, and he drinks cognac and much more.
Cody Jenkins from Fort Worth, Texas, is the all-American boy, the disc golf, Mr. Vision, the tech. He wears his feelings on his sleeve, but is still a cowboy. Yeehaw! Cody's a Pisces and would literally drink whatever you give him, but he really loves beer. Specifically, Scheinerbach.
To be a fly on the wall, like a barbershop or gym in the bathroom stall. Oh, when he's on his way from hanging out of work.
Hello.
At the end of the day, do you ever just want to get into a huddle to listen, rebuttal, or just plain understand what's happening in the cave of a man? Yeah.
Speak on it.
3.5. Yeah.
All right.
I'm out here trying to shovel from my garage. If there's a crack here on the south side, willing to shovel this snow, I will keep you high for a week. I promise.
A little less conversation, a little more action.
Yep. All back.
Yep.
Ding, ding, ding.
We are back.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, 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 ding.
Da, 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 da. Hey, it's 3.5. Da, 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 da. Hey, 3.5. Hey, hey, yeah, yeah.
Men. George, what have you been doing besides taking care of your family, your amazingly massive and lovable family that I absolutely fucking miss and I need to meet also still?
I've been the babies guys now have discovered, you know, I always like to tell you new things that they're doing every time we speak. So the new thing that they're doing is they're strong enough where they can pull all furniture and chairs out and climb on them and then get from the chairs to the tables.
Danger zone. That is my son, yeah.
Dude, I was cooking an egg for one of my kids and I turned around and Betty
next
was standing.
Yeah.
No, what? Island. On the island?
Like, how the fuck did you get up there so fast? I literally buttered my pan. I cracked an egg. I looked to the right of me, and Betty was like,
"What's up?" Hey.
Just this dead, you know, she has like resting bitch face, my baby girl. She's like, I'm like, hey, what's up? What's going on, man? Like,
yeah, you can't do that, dude. I know that feeling.
Yeah. But the babies are happy. The babies are happy. The kids, you know, the two older brothers are, you know, they're young, older brothers that are competitive. And
they're definitely... And they're definitely getting a little older to get that but more into their, you know, day to day.
To themselves, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I think I will say, I don't like to harp too much on this. I harp on the whole COVID thing, but like, it's hard for kids.
Absolutely.
They like to be outside. They like to go out and play with their friends.
So that essential part of childhood is gone, where they get to just,
it's hard.
Right. Play. Right. So, I mean, even like, look, we're fortunate. We have a backyard. Mm-hmm. Kids play. Like, they don't play with their friends. That's
the biggest thing. Like, growing up for me, the excitement was just going down. I'm from the country, so going down by the river, chilling out, you know, getting yourself into trouble, climbing someone's tree to get the
down by like the river,
a plum tree or a mango tree, and waiting for the owner to come out and be like, what are you doing? And then that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Right. And it's like, and I know like my older boys, they love each other, but like there's a discrepancy in age, even though they're close.
Yeah, it's
like
time.
Six and three years apart is enough.
Yeah. Trust me.
3 years, it's close, but it's also like a 6 year old.
It would matter if they were like in their 20s.
A three year old's not even in kindergarten.
Is he about to be four soon?
Yeah.
Crazy. He's going to be four.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Yeah, man.
Ryan Alexander. Rap. He's a good one. He's the machine. Yeah. He's the mischievous.
I know.
He is, though. He definitely is.
I look at him, I'm like, what are you up to, man? This conniving little smile, like, he's up to no good. Yeah. Like, what are you doing, man? Like, sometimes, like, it'll be like 9 o'clock in the morning and he'll be holding something behind his back. I'm like, what's behind your back, Ryan? He'll be like, nothing. I'm like, what's behind your back? And he'll like take it out slowly and it's like a pint of chocolate ice cream. Like, bro, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. He's like,
I just want to have some chocolate. No. Like, dude,
see how far I can get away with this. I've learned kids can find anything in the house.
He's like, can you make me chocolate chip pancakes?
All right, that's like, where, hey, we can agree.
We're going to meet halfway. You're not going to find an ice cream. Maybe you're not going to have pancakes, but we'll make you chocolate chip pancakes. Deal.
All day, man.
How old is your kid, Johnny?
Mine?
How old is your daughter?
My daughter and son. Yeah, my daughter's turning 9.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, boy.
I know, right?
My son is what?
My son is 2 now. So
okay.
He's at that age where terrible.
Terrible twos.
Terrible. He destroys everything. If you hide something at the top of the closet, I don't know how he gets to it, but he'll find a way to climb, get to it, eat it, trash it, finds flour in the cupboard, throws it all over the floor, everywhere.
But
that's part of having kids. Those things that annoy you are the things that you're like, oh, like when they get older, I'm sure you're like,
now we can document it. And be like, you remember when you did this?
Yeah, man.
Right? No. And then you're like, damn.
This is you.
Right here.
Got him. Yeah, because he just gets into everything and just damn it. Like, I would call him and he'd just be jumping up. Like, he has a trampoline. We brought him a trampoline. He doesn't use it. He rips out all the cushions of the chairs and jumps on the actual spring on the chair.
I don't know what kids are obsessed with. That. Yeah. My kids.
They take all the cushions and just jump on it. And he's like, I'm like, we bought you a trampoline.
Use Please it, jump you know? On that, not on the sofa that I bought. That's like $700. Don't do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is more than Cody's car.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Go jump on Cody's car, not my couch, okay?
Exactly. But the funniest thing he did the other day, I would never understand why. He went in the kitchen, right? So his mom's sleeping. You know, he wakes up early. He's like, all right, cool. He goes in the kitchen, gets the whole box of Cheerios, right? So he decides to make a bed of cereal. Throws all the Cheerios all over the bed. Then comes in, takes water, throw all the water over the bed. Goes in the fridge, takes the milk, throw all that over the bed. And we're like, what are you doing? And he's like, Joe, what are you doing?
He's like, bro, what do you mean?
Bro.
This is awesome. Why? No idea.
Why? And he's just laughing and he's taking the Cheerios and he's just spreading it over the bed. And I'm like, we got to eat this.
And there are people in this room who do have children, and there are people in this room who don't have children. And the people who don't have children, they think they know, don't they? They think they know. They know what it means to have children. You think you know what you're talking about. You have no idea. You have no idea what it's like. You have no idea how difficult things will become in your life. Things that you don't even consider to be things will become nearly impossible.
I'm on a hustle train now, so we got a lot of things in the works.
Good,
just staying busy as I can.
When you're back in New York, you have a recording studio. You can come in and do anything you need for free. So that's good to know.
Booyah!
And that's obviously, that's obviously for all y'all. And you have you have two free piano players if they're here. So
I know, right? Exactly.
That too. So okay. Okay then.
Okay. Yeah, I can see George doing something when I can.
Starting is like I can't promise the free part, but yeah.
Because I still have to live.
Charlie's like professional piano player here. So George is doing it for free, but I won't.
I'm just paid Jardy. I will not go crazy because sitting around in COVID has definitely been the worst thing for me. As you said, George, it's like, moving around your thing. I'm like, yeah. So imagine me sitting still in my house for like 6 months. I'm going absolutely insane as a fruitcake, man. It's crazy. Yeah. But not anymore.
I think the disc golf thing has been like a blessing in disguise for you. It's forcing you to get out and get that energy out of your system and enjoy being active. I mean, that's you. That's you.
All the time.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's my nature anyways. And it's been really nice to be able to get out there and do it. And what's nice about disc golf too, is it's done a lot in like ways that it's done a mental preparation things. It's gotten me outside. It's kept me active. It's gotten me back into like sports a little bit. I've met some new friends. Yeah, I've done a lot of cool things. It's like, all right, cool. Disc golf is definitely a blessing. And definitely after today, working that 12-hour shift that I did, I said this to my friend on the phone driving home. I was like, dude, I've never worked 12 hours straight. Well, not straight, but I've never worked a 12-hour shift in my life and been this joyful after it.
Exactly. Oh, that's what I tell a lot of people. If you do what you love as your job, you'll never work a day in your life.
Yeah.
Find something you like to do. Do it every day. And you will never work a day in your life. To do what you love every day and never work a day in your life. By transferring skills within your life and new things that you've tried that you didn't think were even related, you can continue to open up doors for yourself and create those opportunities for success.
I call bullshit on that beautiful quote, choose a job you love and you will never work a day in your life. It's a really nice thought, but why I'm calling bullshit is no matter what work it is that you do, there's still gonna be some days, there's still gonna be some parts of that amazing work that show up as work. and not like, work, I get to do what I love. So that when you're in those moments of, this is so hard, I don't want to get out of bed today, but I have this thing, I have this deadline, I do want to show up and do this thing, but I really also feel like crap. That you then trace back to why it is that you do this work, why it is that you said yes to that thing, so that you can use that why to get yourself in the game, out of bed, in the doing of it, where usually once you get through it and start the doing, then your joy comes back.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, man, because I've done rehearsals where we're rehearsing all night, hours upon hours upon hours upon hours, and you're like, yeah, whatever, man, because you love it.
Right.
That's what you do.
Right.
It's what you do.
You lose track of time when you're doing it. And
yeah, you're like, yeah, oh, shit, it's 4 hours already? What? Oh, yeah. And I'm like, oh, shit, I forgot to eat. I forgot to have lunch. Yeah, because you
I actually, I honestly forgot to eat lunch, and then I had like a late or like an early dinner because I just skipped eating. I was like so just...
Yeah, you're so engrossed in it. You're just like, yeah, whatever.
Exactly. Yeah, so... Mm-hmm. Good thing though. That's what it's kind of like. What we have to do. We got to just get engrossed in something right now while we can't fully do exactly what we
you want to do.
What we want, right?
Yeah.
But you know, in a way, you're getting to choose what we want.
Yeah, man.
To do.
Yeah. You know, that's what I was telling somebody yesterday. Like I was telling them, like, before you know, you have to work. You have to do what you need to do because you need to make the money. You need to pay your bills. But right now, when you've lost all the work and you can actually sit back and think, do I really want to go back to that stressful shit?
Like, yeah.
Like, really?
Exactly.
Like, nope.
going back to like bartending, I love to bartend because I love to talk to people. I love to make people drinks. And like, that's a fun, really, really fun place for me to work. But at the same time, certain people that you deal with, the people I work with, the environment after a while, it's like, do I really want to go back to all of that?
Exactly.
No, I don't. There are good things, but I don't want to go all the way back to it. And like you said, it's good because I've sat back and thought, I mean, through having conversations with Darren for so long, and I've talked to George a little bit about it, but so many conversations with Darren about it, about like, hey, you know, so nothing's going on and, you know, whatever, this is what's happening. And are you still singing? Are you still doing anything? It's like, yes, but no, but figuring out, yeah, I'm going to do it, but there's nothing going on for it. So I'm like trying to put my time and energy somewhere else. And for a while there, it was a cycle of being unsure. But I think the time away from it is definitely made me realize that even still, I'm like, yeah, I want to go back and do it. Because I get the call and was like, if we went back on a rent, would you want to come back? And I was like, yeah, hell that sounds badass. Are you playing? Like, wait a minute. You want me to come back and be marking the 25th anniversary and then it's going to go bye-bye. And like, everybody and their mom is going to have this show on their radar. No, I don't want to come back and perform. Like, but some people, maybe not. You know, maybe some people aren't feeling it.
Yeah.
And like the vibe is lost and the you know, the motivation to do it's a little bit lost.
Yeah.
I can definitely see how that's possible for people. All that could be in motion. It's almost like a whole nother life that you're setting in motion all over again. Like you're getting those wheels turning and knocking the rust off of those completely. You know, you're pulling the car out of the garage and taking the thing over the top off the top of it, and you're like dusting it off. You're like, damn, that's been here for a year and a half not being touched. It's kind of one of those feelings where like, do you really want to do the work to get it back to working condition and running like it was? Do you want to get yourself back to working running condition like the way you were then? Is it something that interests you? And there was this came from piggyback off what you said, Jardé, in that way, is that you really have to have that joy to do it.
To do it again.
And it's, but at the same time, it's been this pandemic has been a good way for all artists, really all people, I guess, but mostly all artists to sit and figure out.
Yeah.
Where you want to go and how much of the parts of things you want to have. Really, yeah, exactly. Where you want to go, what you want to be doing. You gotta go where you want to go and do what you want to do.
Yeah.
And I realized, I've kind of always known it about myself, but I also realized that I have so many passions that aren't just acting and like performing on a stage, yep. but that are still artistic. Uh-huh. And I am finding my ways of expressing that artistic, like the artistic side of me, be part of me in different ways. That is not how I had learned to do that initially.
Exactly. That's awesome. Cause even the same for me as well. Cause normally I'll be on stage. Like this is my life. I'll have I just bought a guitar, and it's one of the things that I'm like, I just bought. I was like, yeah, doing shows. I'm in front of the stage. Uh-huh. It's wireless. I'm just like performing. And now it just, so like,
yeah.
I had to just live with it. Like, yeah. So I changed from doing performing on stage. And now I'm doing, like, I'm a proper filmmaker now. So, like, I shoot films, like, literally shoot films. So that's I went from being in front of the camera to being behind the camera. So I'm behind the scenes now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is really cool because, like, you're broadening your, like, knowledge and experience through all of that. And you're getting to be like, yo, I love this. This is kind of fun. Like,
yeah, like
shooting films is sweet. Yeah.
Exactly, because even now, like somebody will tell me they're doing a show, I'll be like, no, like normally you'd be like, I want to be on stage performing, but my mind is so changed now. I'll be like, the other side of town, you're messing me around. Okay, so who's gonna record you doing the show? Who's gonna be doing that during the show? So like there'll be things happening here, and I'll just be like the cameraman for the show, like just recording everything, getting all the footage together. So like my mind is completely on the opposite side, where if someone wants to do a documentary of a tour, I would be doing that now. But yeah, no more.
Yeah, tours. That's cool. No, yeah. I dig that. That's awesome, man. That's a definite way that you were like channeling that to keeping it in the same realm of who you are. Like,
yeah,
you're like, oh, that's kind of fun. I am enjoying that. Like, I think that to some degree, I'm about to really enjoy this like event coordination that I'm kind of getting into, this like running, you know, like disc golf tournaments and events and stuff, like not fully all by myself, but like being a part
of it. Yeah, but you're surrounded by what you love, which is the best thing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I realized today was I woke up really early and I was like, damn, man, it's really early, but I'm excited to go do this today. It's going to be fun.
Get it done. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that I have not felt excited to wake up to go and do something as much as I did today in a while. Like I've been excited to wake up and do things, you know, of course. I'm not just like, I just hate being around. I mean, I've been through many, many, many weeks of feeling like, yeah, I just don't want to be around because it's just like, wow.
There's but nothing like, to really do, yeah.
Yeah, because nothing to do. And then it just starts making you depressed and all weird. And then, you know, like, yeah, let's go do something. And then when I start getting out and doing something and I'm not that way anymore, and then, you know, it's finding this like cycle of in and outs. But when I can finally wake up in the morning and like, yeah, cool, I'm going to go do this. Then I go and I'm working all day, but having fun. Do what you want to. Let's have some fun. Like
You just want to have fun.
Yeah, because I was able to play the course. They let me go play and then come back to work. So I went and played with one of my buddies. I went and played with one of my friends this morning and his girlfriend, and then some other guy that he knew that was there. And we're like, cool, let's all go play. So we played on the card. It was a lot of fun. I didn't play well at all. I played really, really terribly, but I had fun with my friend. I was upset with
that's all.
I was upset with how I played. Yeah, exactly. But I was happy with that. I was there and experienced that. And then I said to them, I was like, all right, guys, well, I'm going to go back to work. And I was like, wait, no, I'm just going to go hang out at the van. What am I talking about? Because I'm not going to work. Because that's not what work is to me.
You just had fun. Like, I remember one guy was like, and we're like, okay, guys, let's go make some people dance. Literally, that's the motivation for the stage. Like, we're not going to work. Let's go have some fun on stage. That's it. Let's go have some fun.
Right. Let's make people dance. Let's make people sing and have a good time, enjoy themselves a little bit.
A couple hours, yeah.
Because if you're enjoying what you're doing, other people are going to enjoy
it as well. Exactly.
Because they're also going to enjoy whatever it is that they're doing. Because if they're around you, they've got to be doing something that you're doing.
You're doing the same things year round. Yep, you know? Yep.
And that was one of the things that I was in the bar. Just like, let's have some fun. Let's go out and have some fun. And that's all it is.
Yeah. Good. We should be in touch though more, guys. We should.
Hey, listen. You should talk
more.
Look, I'm gonna be rude, and I'm gonna say on behalf of all of us, come on here whenever you can, man. This is awesome.
Okay.
More people.
Of course.
The only stipulation is you can't be opening shit up for 2.5 hours next time.
Yeah, well,
it can't be Christmas at Cody's. It's like,
bro, it is Christmas at Cody's right now. Cody's. Let me tell you, it's not Christmas at Tiffany's. It's Christmas at Cody's. I got a whole chair. I got a whole desk I was building. I mean,
hey, man, the hustle is real, man. It's all good.
You gotta make it.
Gotta make it.
If that's what brings peace of mind, I'm like, I'm all for it.
Exactly.
I'm all for it. Yeah.
That's all it is.
Constant. Keeping myself busy in 1,000.
Keep playing that guitar, Cody. Keep playing.
I know.
Yeah, man. Play
gotta keep
me,
it up, too. Man.
I haven't played in a while, like proper practice in a while. So yeah,
I need to get
back. You guys, we'll reconvene another time. But this was great, man.
Much love, guys. Everybody.
Much love.
See ya.
All right,
Deuce team.
Deuce team.
Much love, bro.
Love. Yes,
okay, folks, this was us as real as it gets, holding nothing back. Well, maybe a little, but not for long. Stay tuned and you will see. We going all the way live with the gents of the 3.5. Hit us up with questions or requests. Subscribe or follow us at OMATC and Up and On Prod on Instagram. And on our Facebook page and group, it's Our Meeting at the Crossroads and Upward and Onward Productions. We can't wait to hear from you.
We're just a band of brothers hanging out in good company.
Cheers, fellas.
Cheers, bro.
That's what's up.
So don't you dare try to judge us. Negate on what you came here to see. We're the 3.5.
These are the men of
3.5.
The gents of 3.5.
Well, all right.